Blood Panic Zone. Here we go into a brave new world. Fearless. I'm Steve Gruen. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruen Show for Wednesday, April the 8th, 2020. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Corona rage sparks a bizarre attack when a woman douses a clerk with Lysol after being told she could only buy a limited number of cans of Lysol. Strange but true. Number two, models that predicted millions of dead Americans were dead wrong, it appears. However, the worst of the death count days still coming, it appears, more and more. The models that predicted the peak of the outbreak in early to mid-May may have been on the money. And number one, it appears New York and its numbers keep improving, but in other states, the apex not yet in sight, including Michigan and Louisiana, both having challenges. There are concerns that critical shortages of bed space and equipment could make the COVID-19 outbreak even worse. Of course, New York, we were told that 140,000 beds and 40,000 ventilators would be needed at the peak. That, of course, has not happened. The CDC director now says the death toll will be far lower than we were originally told. And I want to start there because it is all about the numbers. And we've seen model after model tell us that, first of all, 2.2 million Americans were going to die because of this. Then it was downgraded to 100,000 to maybe 240,000. And then the University of Washington, IHME, they downgraded that to 81,000. Another bit of new modeling shows that the number might be just 40,000 across America. And I'm not discounting the number of people. And I'm not discounting the people that lose loved ones to this disease. But when the number becomes 40,000 and not 400,000 or 2.2 million, it becomes time to ask some very hard questions like, how long do we keep the lockdowns in place? How long do we limit people from going out and conducting their lives and going to work every day? How long do we continue down this path? We have allowed public health officials to dictate to us for the past several weeks how we live our lives. So let's start with Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control. In an interview yesterday, he said the number of people that are going to die from this, much, much, much lower, three times, much, much, much lower than we've been told previously. Let's hear from Dr. Redfield. It's bite number two. Dr. Redfield from the CDC.
In those models that were done, they assumed that only about 50% of the American public would pay attention to the recommendations. In fact, what we're seeing is a large majority of the American public are taking the social distancing recommendations to heart. And I think that's the direct consequence why you're seeing the numbers are going to be much, 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 much lower than would have been predicted by the models.
Much, 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 much lower than would have been predicted. Why? Because Americans are following the protocols of social distancing and now wearing masks and so forth. By the way, coming up a little bit later on the program, Dr. Jerome Adams will be here, the United States Surgeon General, joining me for about half an hour coming up in hour number two on the program today. So don't miss any of that. We will discuss where we are with the number of people that are sick, how many could get sick, how many could pass away through this entire COVID-19 pandemic, and more importantly, what do you do to protect yourself going forward, and when do we start to open things back up? When do we let some oxygen back into the business community? The Paycheck Protection Program put forth by the president and signed into law here just a few days ago, we're told is already running low on money. Already running low. I think it had $350 billion. And now they're looking at $250 billion more. Now, keep that in mind when Nancy Pelosi says, no. We're not going to do that unless we get a whole lot more for ourselves. A whole lot of leftist ideas will be pushed into that, or we're not going to go along with it. We need some consideration for far-left ideas. Don't believe me? Nancy Pelosi is bite number six, talking about the fact that they will hold small businesses hostage. They will hold your company, your job, your employees hostage if they don't get their far-left demands. Totally serious. Here's Nancy Pelosi. Bite six. I guess we don't have Nancy this morning. That's okay. We'll get back to her. The fact of the matter is they're going to hold it hostage. All of it. All of the support for the small businesses, your job, you and me, unless they get what they want, what it demands. It being the machine, the liberal machine, demanding concessions from you, from politicians, from President Trump. Because the tough questions now have to be asked. Where do we go from here? If we do reach our peak here, as was once predicted, April 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that area. It looks like New York might follow that path. Seems as if Michigan could be peaking about that time, but other models say that the peaking won't come until the middle of May. And you have to ask yourself, why? Well, if we flatten the curve, then the peak would be farther out. The problem is we spread it out and we continue to have this respiratory virus around for a lot longer than, well, we would have liked, that's for sure. The virus sticks around for a lot longer than we would have liked, that's for sure. And it takes us into mid-May. Keeping businesses closed until mid-May in many parts of the country will be permanently devastating because businesses will never come back. So here in the No Panic Zone, we want to ask serious questions about when do we bring those companies back? When do we say, okay, we can open up a landscaping business? We can open up all the golf courses. Most states have done that. Michigan is an example where golf courses remain closed. But outdoor businesses, people that are working on large equipment, bulldozers and backhoes and long arms, can they go back to work? What about construction, heavy construction, road construction, bridge construction? Some places that's closed, other places it's open. And as the weather gets better, I would suggest that maybe it's time to open the valve a little bit, let some oxygen back into the economy. These are the conversations we have to have. It has to happen at the federal level. And it has to happen at the state level. How do we start to get the economy back up and running? Now, on Wall Street the last couple of days, we've seen life coming back into the markets, real life. The S&P out of bear territory for a bit of time yesterday. And so Wall Street is looking at everything that's going on and fighting back. There's also some conversation continuing about adding more barrels of oil to our national petroleum reserves, which would be important now. The price of gas, I don't know what you're paying. $1.69 for me yesterday. I haven't seen a $1.69 gas since I couldn't tell you when, which is great for me, but it's not good for the country. Because when gas is that cheap, it means your energy sector is basically going bankrupt. People that run fracking companies and oil companies, whether they're American companies or British companies, cannot afford to remain in business. BP cannot afford to remain in business with $20 a barrel oil. Certainly, fracking companies that operate in North Dakota and the Bakken Range and so forth, they can't stay in business at that price. So for the government to come in and buy a bunch of oil would be a very good idea. We need it in case of emergency, obviously. So now is the best time to buy it when the price is very low. It also helps stabilize the price. And there is some conversation that Saudi Arabia and Russia will soon be back at the table discussing their ongoing dispute over oil supplies in the world market, because if they would tighten up their spigot a little bit, that would also boost the price of oil on the world market, which would help the economies overall. So we are starting to look at where we go from here. The COVID-19 pandemic winding down in places like Italy, Spain, still terrible, still many deaths. New York set the record yesterday for the number of deaths in a single day and might do again today. But that means that the end is in sight, that there is hope coming. And that is good news. That is good news. You're in the No Panic Zone. We're just collecting all the facts, sorting it out for you, putting it out there. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Sales event ends March 31st.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, The DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.